We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke and click on Become a Supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke or iwantallthesmokepodcast.com and click on Become a Supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Oh, y'all can hear that?
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. And because of the COVID, we're not in the same room, but it actually lets us go back to video. I want all the smoke. Smokes. You that nigga, nigga. Like, you that nigga. Speaking of that, nigga, without any further, I just want to give you a round of applause just for that, because that was, like, just perfect. Smoke. Say it again for the niggas in the back. Love them titties, boy. You are so lucky. That's another soundbite I forgot. I'm looking. I'm like, ah, oh, shit. I don't got the. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Bring the bottle. Lead a bottle. Run up, get done up. Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Thaddeus. Yo, what up? It's your boy Thaddeus, a.k.a. Black Juice, a.k.a. the Human Cohiba, a.k.a. where there's smoke, there's fire, a.k.a.
Hold on. No, I don't think you read. This is twice in a row. This is twice in a row we had to stop your AKAs.
I started reading them, and I'm just like, it's not.
I think it said a.k.a. Let's do it one more time. Let's rewind this. We need one of those.
It's your boy Thaddeus, a.k.a. Black Juice, a.k.a. the Human Cohiba, a.k.a. where there's smoke, there's fire, a.k.a. maybe not this time, but definitely next time, a.k.a. have another beer, buddy, a.k.a. swing low, swing psych, don't call me a nigga.
Yeah. Have another beer, buddy. I like that shit. It's your boy. I had to read the shits. I don't know my fucking shits. And it's your boy Will Hayes, the AKA. You know what though? You fucked up my whole
groove. Oh, sounded like Jude and shit, eh?
Fucked up my whole groove, Black Juice. That shit reminded me too. I'm like, oh yeah, Black Juice. Like, fuck, I've known this nigga for fucking ever. It's your boy Will Hayes, AKA the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we drinking with the pinkies up.
Toodaloo.
Yeah. I have to report the drink. You ain't got the absinthe with you, fam?
I thought you were going to show up with like moonshine or something different this time.
This nigga's got some fucking... He's got some authentic Gaelic drink from fucking 30,000 years age from whatever. Anyways, this cheers this motherfucker. Who's cheers? We cheers something. Cheers your blunt, my man. Cheers your blunt. There we go. Yeah. See, you do. Okay, so that's my point. That's my point.
It is moonshine.
That's my point. Fuck my AKA.
That's moonshine.
What is
you
that?
You see
what
how he was like, I got some random shit. Like, it was so quick, too.
Yo, he's like, yeah, I got some random shit right here. He didn't want nobody seeing the motherfucking, was it? Really? And a new shape? The new bottle shape? Appleton, was it going to the gym? Was the Appleton going to the gym? Shit look a little slimmer. Looks a little slimmer. What I did? Nigga, I'm talking about you. Fuck my AKA. Young Shisha Harry Hookah, what are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? My man's, I've been drinking the same shit for 11 years. It was way back when I was drinking Bombay. Not 5011. It's different. Not quite 50, but 5011. Show us what you're drinking, fam. Show us what you're drinking. No, I want to see the bottle. What is it like? Is it like Royal Reserve, nigga? What are you embarrassed about, nigga? I want to see.
Yo, that ain't no Appleton, bro.
No, that ain't Appleton. What is that?
Yo, I swear to God, he's like, yo, you're up.
Oh.
As. Yeah.
Y'all niggas got champagne in your house?
So that's moonshine right there.
I know Drew does. Y'all niggas got champagne in your house?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Cause I got some champagne for my birthday still. I wanna pop to the new year. We should pop to the new year. Holy shit. We should have. Because you know what? Cause I just got the idea now. Fuck my AKs. The Silver Tongue Gorilla, yeah. The Aristocrat, Will Hova's Witness, Young Shisha, Harry Hookie, The Last Boy. Yo, happy motherfucking New Year, gentlemen.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. How was y'all's New Year celebration, the libation? How was it? And Christmas. We the last podcast all three of us were on was just before Christmas. And then Thaddeus and I did a bonus episode because it didn't get released. But we got a bonus episode that's coming out with this one just before New Year's. So let's talk about it. How was y'all New Year's? What y'all do?
I just had a couple people over.
Yeah?
A little bit illegal, you know, but I'm a smooth criminal like that.
Oh, you a gangster. Look at his face. You see his face? What's going on? Hold on. It's because his wife isn't home. It's because his wife isn't home. So he brolic. He's all brolic right now.
What do you mean, my wife? My wife doesn't exist, remember?
Oh, yeah. Is she ever home? Yo, you scared me, fams. I thought we was living in accordance to the law these days, given our age.
Nah, bro. Gang. Yeah.
No shit, you know what?
Y'all niggas ain't hard enough,
nobody,
man.
Nobody
y'all niggas can't hang with that shit.
Nobody invited us. We ain't hard enough. We ain't hoard enough. Hoard enough for the anti-mask party.
Yeah, man.
So what type of games?
So we just drank and played board games and
read the Quran.
Did some real gangster shit.
No. They play the board games where they can sit across the room and just get onto the app on their phone. Like Ellen's flip it. Ah.
There's actually some crazy. There's actually some crazy game where you put like headphones on. I've never seen this game in my life. Well, one of my homeboys just brought it over. You put headphones on so and it like plays like random ass noises in the background, and you have to read someone's lips. It's like charades, except with like reading someone's lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all right. And you're all tipsy and shit. And the person with the headphones on is like yelling mad loud because they can't hear shit.
Like noise canceling shits, right? Yeah.
So it'll be like someone's like saying, "Garbage truck." Yeah.
This nigga's face. You so animated today, fam. I love it. I love it. What about you? How was your New Year's? What did you get into? Yo. Yeah. Man, I'm not gonna front. Like, I have peach schnapps that the girls used for their podcast once, and it's sitting in the fridge. And I still migrate to that shit when I'm like, I don't want to go to the liquor store, but I feel like getting a buzz. Well, let me saunter my alcoholic ass to the fridge and take a couple of shots of peach schnapps. Yeah.
I just need one more. Yeah.
Man, I was extra faded. Like, I drank. Okay, so this is like a couple of nights. This is a couple nights of Appleton sitting in the house. That one night, I was like, there about half of what I just showed you was left. All me and Shorty did, we ordered food and gamed from the beginning to the end of the day. That's all we did. Just played video games. I got mad. I was twisted to the point where, like, we were playing Call of Duty, and I was so drunk. Like, one eye was going this way, the other eye was going this way. I was shooting down into the corner and spinning around. People on my team are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, bro, I'm drunk. 12 o'clock. End of match. It's 12 o'clock. Happy New Year, everybody. Turned off my machine, kissed my wife, and went to bed. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. You bumping into any issues with it? You already wrapped it? So, two things. Number one, no, you wrapped it a month ago. Well, it came out a month ago. So that adds to my point. So, two things. Number one, like, just the main mission. You didn't do every single side yet, have you? Okay. So I only have one thing to say. You're done. I hate the following stage. Just don't get too close. I hate those fucking things, like them GTA shits. But I gotta point this out, and this is where you say the 2 years older, 2 years wiser, and we had the conversation. I can't remember what I said, but you're like, oh, but then we were talking about the old school glue, bro. You said I just wrapped it, bro. That's 80s talk, B. That's Mario 2. That's so, and I'm like, nobody wraps. And then I said it like, you almost wrapped it. Then I'm like, bro, I don't think there's 2 years, but those 2 years that are between us, we was ignorant for those first 2 years. We didn't come of age until the 2 years didn't mean shit, my nigga. Because it is to me. I still say videotape. I still like, yo, babe, get your camera. I want to videotape this. I don't make no fucking sense. Just tape it. Yeah.
So what do you? What just else do you say? I guess record.
Record now. PVR. Yeah, well, you don't PVR on your phone, nigga. You got four cams and don't know how your phone works. Nigga, you PVR on your phone, nigga. Yo, I gotta give a shout out. I gotta give a shout out to Billy Bishop. Billy Bishop is like, yo, we don't say that. Y'all some old man. They say IG it or snap it. Yo, first of all, nigga.
Yeah, I learned something today.
Yo, shout out to fucking Billy Bishop. That's my little brother. That's not blood, but might as well be. That's my dude. But that's the reason why his generation is fucked up, because they don't record shit. They snap it or IG it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we still talking about the video game. Beat it. Okay.
Yeah.
For you were like, beat it? I was like, no. Not on this show. Calm down. This ain't on camera? On Snap? Yo, he said IG. Oh, yeah. So, okay, yo. Y'all young niggas watching and listening, like, let us know. And hit the comments. This is going to be a bitch to... I should move this away. This is going to be a bitch to edit. Let us know in the fucking comments. When you finished it, I guess. Yeah. Yo, I finished it. That sounds stupid. Rap the game. I rapped it, B. You know what I'm saying? What, you ever play Contra? Yeah, I rapped it. Without up, down, down. Yo. That. You know, it hits niggas. Niggas get hit when you say you rap. If you ain't rapped it, you get hit like this. It hits your whole body. Ain't no party like a J. Thaddeus party, because a J. Thaddeus party ain't got no masks. If you ain't.
What the fuck are you talking about? Big games.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Whoa, pause. This nigga said, pause, when right? You said dump truck, I give me some water. That was pause. Holy shit.
Now we know what idols fetishes are. Look at here.
Dump trucks.
Dump truck. It was a hard P, eh?
It was, nigga, I'm saying.
It was a hard P. The hard P got you wet.
When you said,
is that what you're saying?
Nigga, when you said dump truck, I got wet. That's when I lost you, B. I was with you all the way up until there. And then I was like, nah, I'm getting off this train.
Yo, forget the hard wet. Forget the wet.
What?
Nah, and then this nigga said for me it was the hard P.
The hard P.
That's our car.
Oh shit. I'm just saying. Uh-huh. Right.
You. Because I'm not gay.
But that's the best thing about pause. Because at the end of the day, if you know your nigga can say the gayest shit in the world. And you look at your nigga and be like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Because you know your nigga could walk down the street and be like, yo, I'd suck a dick for a bag of Doritos. You know the nigga's not gay, but the nigga just want Doritos. But if you know what, throwing pause out there just makes a nigga second guess his statements. That's the best part about pause. You know the nigga ain't sucking dick for Doritos. It's like, I'm so hungry I can eat a horse. You're not going to really eat a horse. You're not really going to suck a dick for a bag of Doritos. But when a nigga says pause, the nigga has to come back and justify his statement that he just, that he just said.
Is that literally like what the pause? Like, I was wondering, like, why do you say pause? Like, I understand, like, no homo, but pause?
I got paused from the worst rapper alive. Yeah, hold on. Harlem niggas say pause. Harlem niggas say pause, and New York niggas and Detroit and Jersey niggas say, "Hey yo!" But it's really like, just stop and read Regroup, nigga. You just said some gay shit. Regroup.
But in my mindset, I'm like, yo, if I say some gay shit, let's just fast forward past that shit. Ain't nobody want to pause and marinate on it.
Ignore my gay shit. But like,
yeah.
Bro, that's your favorite rapper. To calm down, that's your favorite rapper. Because Cameron, even Bishop was saying it. Cameron and Dash, they'd be like, they'll say some shit that could be interpreted as gay, and they say pause just to say, oh, that's not gay, or so whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you Cam's your favorite rapper. We did that. And it kind of switched me up. But you, like, you're just, yo. Yeah, I hate being wrong, nigga. I hate being wrong.
I actually remember that.
How am I going to be wrong on our show? We run this show. We both have, you know, the W. You got the W. Nah, because if you got the W, that means that someone had to take an L. I didn't take an L. Because we proved the point. How? Because I said that was the whole thing. I'm going to keep showing Cameron verses till you can show me that, prove to me that he's dope. I considered his dopeness. And I said, cool, we there.
Yeah.
But he still said, my computer's computing. Boogity booting. Okay, I can't front. Cam has dope lyrics. I can't lie. I'm not going to lie. Cam does have some dope lyrics. But at the end of the day.
He's ill.
At the end.
But yo, I will agree with you on that Dame Dash show. That guy says pause. Like, all the listening time. To his sentence, he'd be like, I was on the phone this morning, pause. Like, what the fuck are you, where was the pause in that? Like, just every second line, pause, pause, pause. I'm like, nigga, we get it. You're not gay. Just fucking talk.
Yeah, that should be saying pause a lot. Like gay shaming?
Right?
Gay shaming?
Yeah, it could be. Because like, if you're gay, you're like, well, what's wrong with saying gay shit?
Bro, I know gay.
Do you think gay people pause when they say some straight shit?
I know, not when they say straight shit, but really, nigga.
What? Yo, this really, this nigga literally paused.
I thought we was on a serious conversation. This nigga, yo, didn't gay people say pause when they say some straight shit? Like, yo, that girl got a fat ass. Pause.
How does that not make sense? How
I didn't
not
say
question?
It didn't make sense. I'm saying I thought we was in a serious conversation about the existence.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, really? Y'all just throwing me under the... Okay, cool. All right. Y'all niggas is assholes. No, they don't.
Pause.
Don't speaking of pause-worthy shit, 2020. And I gotta go out on a limb and say 2020 started out fucked up. From jump, when Kobe died in the plane crash, helicopter crash, sure, yeah, so random, out the fucking blue, and then TMZ was the first to report it. Yeah, it does. Death definitely has a randomness to
quickly. Can I tell you my story about that though? I was in LA. Driving in like LA traffic, like stuck in traffic for like 4 hours.
That's
and
just
I was like
you just over here trying to stun on us? Like
no,
I was in LA, stuck in LA
just
traffic. Driving a drop top Bentley, rolling.
Okay, I was on Skid Row.
Night sun.
In a fucking tent with some homeless people. But I was in mad traffic for like 4 hours and I literally said to my wife, I'm like, yo, this is why the fuck Kobe Bryant takes helicopters everywhere. And the next day he died in a helicopter crash. And I was like, did I cause this?
Nigga, don't ever talk.
Nah, obviously not, but.
Ever talk to yourself about me in your life. Right. But it's, I don't know, it's that, it's not, okay, so I was watching before, you guys ever seen Tenet?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, so I haven't seen it yet either, but I was watching spoilers on it because it's the dumb shit I do. And the basis of their time travel is it's something that's already happened, but you can time travel to make it happen. It's a weird type of thing. And it's like, you could, I guess in Tenet, you got to relive what's already happened in order to prevent what's happened, right? Just like Harry Potter went back in time before Harry Potter knew he was going back in time to help Harry Potter going forward in time. Does that make sense? So it's
not really how it worked in Tenet.
Yeah, I'm just using Tenet loosely, but I can't remember the time traveling principle. So it's like, if you go back, let's say you go back to change history, you didn't really change history because you're the consequences of you going back in time actually caused that history to happen. So let's say you went back in time to save JFK. Yeah. And every step you took to save JFK ended up in JFK getting killed. So if you never have went back in time, JFK wouldn't have gotten killed. But you lived in the time where, yeah, it's hard to explain. So the timeline, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Twelve monkeys. Yeah, and Ten is kind of like that, but the time travels on a smaller scale, right? But that's just off of something I watched. Thaddeus says it's not like that. He knows more than I have, because I've never watched Ten. I'm telling you how something was by never witnessing it. Butterfly, yeah. Yes. Butterfly Effect was dope. Yeah. And he wakes up in a different time. But maybe that's what your spirit did. Your spirit already knew. So at that point, your spirit was like Kobe Bryant, but your spirit knew, but was aware of it, but didn't tell you he's going to die in a plane, helicopter crash.
Yeah, because I wasn't thinking death at all, but I was just like, that whole time I was just thinking Kobe Bryant in a helicopter. I'm like, fuck, I want to be in a helicopter. Just like, I literally had like a 10-minute, 20-minute conversation with myself about Kobe Bryant in a helicopter before, right, I even spit it out to my wife.
So basically you had a conversation with yourself before you even just said it out loud to yourself?
Yeah. No, to my wife.
Your wife doesn't exist.
Yes.
She's not a real person.
Dude, I wish you were in a helicopter. I'm just joking.
Wow. Hit me with the question. Yeah, with the fucked up 2020. I think.
Oh, 100%. No?
2020 is defined. COVID helped bring the. It's not defined 2020, but COVID helped bring the definition of 2020, if that makes sense. So. COVID was a part of 2020, but the things that resulted from COVID defined 2020. So the separation, the anxiety, the lack of human contact, the blow up of apps like what we're using right now for video feed, like the whole thing of 2020 was a result of COVID, right? So a lot of things you may not have COVID in mind, right? But like to keep it 100, I haven't given my mom a hug in over a year. And I was thinking about that shit, and I was like, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's my mama. You know what I'm saying? That's my lady. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I've so how can you say COVID doesn't?
Pardon?
How can you say COVID doesn't define the like?
Well, because
I feel the entire year is definitely defined by COVID.
COVID's like the umbrella, right? You know what I'm saying? Like when you watch ABC, you're not thinking about Viacom, but you wouldn't have ABC without Viacom. So COVID was the cataclysm of 2020, but there were so many little micro things that were happening because of COVID. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'll go one step further to say that you know how Viacom's the umbrella, you don't think about Viacom, but you definitely thought about COVID and almost everything. Yeah. Even if it was the microcosm, you're like, you know what I mean? Like, you wonder, well, like, even the reason we're doing this, we're not thinking about COVID maybe like right at the second, but the reason we're on the video chat thing is because of COVID.
Right.
Otherwise, we would have all just been in the studio.
True.
So it's like, it's constantly on our minds, like in the forefront, not even just like an afterthought. Like, it is the forefront of everything you do. I walk out the house, I got to think, oh, I got my mask. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you can say that. So, yeah. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah. COVID is there, but it's just like, it just caused so many different things too, I guess, you know, saying like it was like the ripple effect, the butterfly effect of COVID. Yeah, the catalyst to a lot of different things. It's kind of fucked up. Like Bishop was saying, he hasn't performed in over a year because of COVID. COVID was definitely one. I would say because it was the one that stayed so prevalent, you could say it was a top news story, but it was one of the biggest news stories.
It was the biggest thing of the year.
I think one of the big things of 2020 was the Black Lives Matter movement, BLM, all that shit. I think black people, our voices were heard a lot more since the civil rights movement in 2020. I think 2020 was, I mean, it did get overshadowed by COVID, but niggas' voices were heard during 2020 a lot, even to a detriment to some things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was even thinking about that because I was like, I don't even know if BLM would have been this loud had it not been for COVID. Because everybody was at home. Everyone was on the internet. Everybody was like congregating on Facebook and Twitter and all that. So that any topic that would have been brought up at that time would have got amplified. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people being able to do it. And I think a lot of changes happened in mainstream media. I mean, I remember playing Madden and Madden saying, like, the big splash screen, "We will not tolerate anything like this. Black Lives Matter. We will not tolerate any discrimination." And then they have a free, it's like free, you don't have to pay for it, like the BLM skins for your football player and the visors and shit like that. You turn on Call of Duty, BLM. They have motherfuckers, I think it was Chris Pratt. I think it was Chris Pratt. He's the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy. No, it was one of them. Maybe it was Seth Rogen. And he was talking about how he supports BLM to the fullest. And he was saying shit like we say. "Oh, I can't. Finally, it's about fucking time. I've been saying this shit for years. Da, da, da." And people started going in on his Twitter. And he's like, "Yo, every fan that I lose because I show my support for the Black Lives Matter movement is a fan that I want to lose."
Yeah, and he was going hard on him too.
Yeah, but
like I was actually impressed. Like people would try and be like, "Well, Seth, maybe you should think about this." He's like, "Fuck you, BLM." Yeah, like exactly. He wasn't even like trying to like debate with people. He was just like, he would literally just say,
"Fuck you, BLM.
Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. I don't want to hear shit from you." I was like, "Oh shit, he's about it for real."
Now, one thing I wanted to say, we'll get into 20. I just want to make this quick because we have a lot of 2020 shit to cover. Not cover, but talk about. Do you think the actual movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, was negatively overshadowed by the actual Black Lives Matter organization?
I'll handle that one first.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Thaddeus? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like idle in that sense where there was a brief second where I was like, oh, yeah, maybe the organization part of it is corrupt. And I didn't have enough education to defend it. So I was always like, yo, I agree with the statement that Black Lives Matter. I don't know if I can defend the organization. But then I realized because the statement was so powerful – and you really can't deny that statement. The only thing to do is to criticize the organization and demonize the organization. So I don't know if that demonization was legit at all, like, or there was any legitimate cause to demonize that organization. I feel like people are just like, yo, I can't just be like, fuck Black Lives, but I can say, oh, they're fucking socialists and communists, and they're funded by this guy, and there's this. It's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, what's their main goal?
Yeah, And if you can tell me, yo, I do not agree with the statement Black Lives Matter, and then by all means go demonize the organization. But what do you care about an organization if you actually care about their statement? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you care? If they're saying the right things, do you care who says it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You're looking for a reason to disagree, like you said, a reason to disagree with that statement, because you don't believe that statement, but you know saying that you don't believe that statement will expose you for being the type of person that you really are. So yes. You gotta find something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sorry to interrupt, but I feel like the only time you have a group of people that agree 100% with their leadership or that political party is when it's extremism. You know what I'm saying? Or even in religion, they may agree fully with their religion, but they still question and still debate and talk about it. But when you get like religious fanatics, or you have right wing or left wing extremists or any extremists or anything like that, they agree 122% wholeheartedly with every single thing that person says, their leaders or everything like that. And then you're like, but that's not right. You're not supposed to. And I think how you guys are talking about how you feel about the movement of BLM. It's like, yes, I agree with the statement BLM, and even looking at their some of their views and everything like that, I don't agree with everything that their views, but am I supposed to? Right. 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 Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's just like, I support you. I don't support everything you do. And I support trans. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and like, I have gay friends. It's like, well, I don't support everything gay my gay friends do. So you're talking about, it's like, I don't want to get fucked in my ass. I don't care what the fuck he does, but I'm not going to get fucked in my ass. So you gay, I support you, but I don't support getting fucked in my ass. So at the end of the day, I don't have to agree with or want to participate in everything that you do in order for me to support you. And that's the same type of shit. I don't know if that took it too far, but I'm just saying. It was. Is it? Well, I mean, shit. The UCP be fucking us in the ass. I don't like it. Or NDP. Whoever the fuck's in charge now. Okay, so we had 2020 started out fucked up. 2020 has been the year of COVID. Black Lives Matter. What other 2020? What other stories or events or 2020 things? 2020 was like getting bit by a snake that had a different symptom every 30 days. What? Yeah. Versus, yep. Yeah. And you can see how it started to where it was just like two niggas on Instagram with bad audio to where it's like you got like a whole studio set up and niggas getting massaged by models drinking champagne while their songs are playing. Shout out to Ricky Rose, like, shit, man. Versus is dope. Shout out, who is it? Swiss Beats and Timbaland, right?
Swiss and Tim, yeah.
Fuck, that was first of all, you wouldn't even think Swiss Beats and Timbaland. They the most, both of them, in their own rights, are the most like out there producers of the genre. You throw in Pharrell and it's a rap. And you wouldn't even think of them coming together.
Well, you know, I heard that Timbaland and the Swiss Beats battle, they've been talking about that from time. Like, actually, Swiss is the one that brought it up.
Right.
For the longest time. He's like, yeah, he wanted to do that. So it's cool that COVID allowed that to come to fruition for him.
Well, Timbaland would watch Swiss Beats. I mean,
yeah.
For the whole first 10 years of Swiss Beats' career, he sounds like he was just hitting, he was throwing like diapers at a Casio.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, listen to the Rough Riders Anthem instrumental, and tell me this is not the wackest beat you've ever heard. Right, but listen, this is so simple. Bam, 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 bam. Like, it's so elementary. Now, I'm not saying that it's not a dope song. Like,
yeah.
Then Timbaland. At that same time, Timbaland was at ooh, ah, suck it to me like you want to. Ooh, I could give like no. I'm comparing the two. Yeah. Watch, not all of them, but a lot of them in the first 10 years. A lot.
Okay. Me too. I was like, that beats hard.
Okay, how about, no, I'm not. Okay, so how about like Dragon's first album? I'm just saying, early Swiss Beats wasn't good. Now, that doesn't mean that Swiss Beats isn't good. Swiss Beats is dope. I still bang out to Russ Brothers Anthem. The last 2 minutes of the life, my life, in my lifetime, Volume 3, with a you know what I'm saying? Swiss killed it. Swiss kills shit. You know what I'm saying? But some of his in camp shit, not his feature shit. Okay, it's not the shit from outside the camp, like the shit with Jay, his shit with, right, his in camp shit was kind of a little bit.
Well, what about the production on Magoo's album? How was that?
Magoo's album? The production is dope.
Is the rap? I couldn't. I didn't really listen. I did love that. What was that one track that they No, that
we had this conversation. I love that you brought this shit up. Hold on, keep going. I love that you brought
Fuck. The one that it's really fluty. And it was Timbaland and Magoo like.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm thinking of Tweet. Yo, Timbaland killed Tweet's album too. Don't forget about Tweet. I don't know what Tweet's doing. But shout out to Tweet talking about playing with her bean. I love that shit.
But I remember thinking like that I was gonna like Magoo because I heard this that beat was so fucking hard.
It's called the flute something flute. I know exactly what you're talking about. But we had this thing like we were saying like it was one of the wackest things I've ever heard. And me and Idol even got into heated. I think it was heated about this, and I can't remember what side who was on who. But yo. I don't know anybody in the history of humanity that could sit through a whole Magoo album and stay sane. All you like, and if you go get past his voice and it on everything that he does, he has lyrics. But it was the Today in Hip Hop History, I think. Magoo is horrible.
Yo, is that track All Y'all? Remember that one?
Can you play it? Play it. No, you can't play it. It's not going to go. All Y'all. Shit, I got everything plugged in too, so it's not going to play it loud.
All done.
We got to...
Check.
Yeah. Da-na-na-na. So the best part's the hook with Tim on it. Timbaland was kind of dope with the low harmonics on his shit. He was kind of dope with that shit. Like, even on Justin Timberlake's shit when he was doing that shit. So, yeah, verse. Who brought up verses? Yeah, verses was definitely a wonderfully dope.
Jesus movie. Christ.
What else? What do you think, Thaddeus, as far as, like, 2020? What's one of the things that's going to stand out for you in 2020?
I mean, this year just sucked, man. here's
a moral question, and Thaddeus can think about what touched him. Pause, I guess.
I don't even know if that's a pause, but that's.
I don't know. In this world, it feels like it. So we were talking about gaming, right? PS5 came out.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about the fact that it was scalped heavily? Is that just people making money, let capitalism run? Or do y'all think that there's something wrong with that? Scalping of anything, for that matter.
I'll let you go first, that is.
I think it's just one of those, like, I want to say necessary evils, even though I don't really consider it evil by any means, but it's what happens, you know?
Yeah, so you don't think that there's anything wrong? Like, see, even concert tickets, they put them on sale for $40. Scalpers use dubious means, bots and all that other shit to take them all. And then sell them back to you for $200. Is that just how biz works sometimes? Or
it's funny because that's how everything works. You know what I mean? Like, what are you really getting direct from the supplier?
Yeah, but
no one complains when you go to the grocery store and like, I bought this orange, but like it's like some orange broker from like Idaho that never even set foot in the farm, brokers this or like, you know, everyone's got to make their buck. So
yeah, they're actually going to a distributor and getting the goods and having to compete with everyone else fairly, so the prices stay to acceptable level. Yeah. Right, like it's not like an orange costs you $40 because one dude hijacked the truck on the way to the market and now he's the only one with oranges. Sure. I mean, I guess I agree, but at the same time, fuck, I don't know. I'm all about making money though. Like, I like capitalism, but I don't know. I just feel like that fake rarity. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because there was more than enough for the people who actually wanted to just play the motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then they come
more than three or four times over though. Like, there was more than enough, more than three or four times over. The restocks had more than enough.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but What do you think that that's? Do you think that they're doing something? Should it be illegal or?
I think the way I see it is like this: like for when you're talking about oranges and someone hijacks the orange truck, someone like let's say the mobster from the 50s hijacks the orange trucks and takes it to sell the oranges. He's selling the oranges for less than what the supermarket is selling the oranges for, two blocks away from the supermarket. He's going to make all profit off of that. The now, a scalper is getting the tickets for the opera. I'm using the opera because I'm a Seinfeld fanatic, and I'm just thinking about the scalping episode. But he is grabbing a few tickets. He's grabbing a bunch of tickets for the opera, not grabbing all the tickets, and he's not taking away from people who are – and he's not creating a shortage for the people who are trying to legitimately buy the tickets, and he's selling tickets to the opera for a little bit less – than what the tickets to the opera cost, because he's gonna make a profit, you know what I'm saying? Whether he got them illegitimately, he got some from a friend or whatever. I don't know how it works, right? With the people standing outside the shit or the hockey game or the football game scalping tickets, because it's usually a little bit less or maybe a little bit more. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it depends. Like it's a little bit less if it's just before a game, if the game's just about to start and everybody tickets it's sold out and shit like that. Legitimately sold out, then he's probably selling it for a little bit more. It's not triple the market. Now, the thing that bugs me about these scalpers with the PS5 and the Xbox, A, they use bots to go in there and outbuy regular people to the point where you can't, they're using algorithms and shit like that to buy this shit. You dig what I'm saying? So it's creating a false scarcity of the product.
Yeah, right? That should be illegal.
Number two, they're taking advantage of like these websites. So the way like Ticketmaster and the other website works is if you buy the ticket for the concert, and then you and so let's say you buy the ticket for the concert, you click on it, you're good. It gives you like a, I think it's like a few minutes in the confirmation that reserves the tickets that you bought, right? Mm-hmm. So, but with like Walmart and Best Buy and some of these other places that like retailers that are selling online, as soon as you approve it or as soon as you go to buy it and then you go to check it out, once that checkout goes through, if there's no stock left, it says, oh, sorry, you already didn't go through. It didn't give you that time to hold that stock for you. And these bots are going in and doing what may take you 5 minutes to, let's say you already have your payment information on that specific website. You're good to go. All you got to do is go in, wait till they're live, click okay, confirm, make sure you're not a bot, do the capture. Let's say that takes 4 minutes, right? In 4 minutes, a bot can do that. And then a real person does the capture. Let's say that happens in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And they just bought the whole inventory. Now, what they should have done is said they bought the whole inventory, but they're paying full price. So the people that are managing these bots are paying real money off their credit cards. And now they're creating a scarcity because real people like us are trying to buy them and can't. So now we're looking low for them. Now they're hitting the eBays, the Facebook markets, the Kijijis, the Craigslist, if that still exists. I don't know. I haven't paid for a hoe in a couple years. So they're paying, they're asking, they're looking for all this shit. And motherfuckers are on there saying, oh, we got 15 Xboxes and we're selling them for, let's say we're selling a $600 Xbox for $1,800. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem lies. That's where I think it's immoral. You know what I'm saying? Because that's completely... They keep calling them scalpers, and I'm like, that's not how scalpers work. I've scalped a Flames ticket before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had Flames tickets and got stood up and like, okay, I just need to sell these tickets.
StubHub and shit has made this a new scalping where shit's expensive as fuck. The prices only go up. They don't do that.
hit me with that. What is StubHub? Like, hit me with that, because I, you know me, I don't go out, so I need help.
StubHub is basically a website that buys up all the tickets and then sells them back at a scale.
And it's completely
illegal. That's why they can't even stop the scalpers now, because it's kind of legal, weirdly.
So,
like, even when I bought some tickets to some comedian,
right?
And fucking, I went, the only place you could get them was StubHub. Like, that's how fast it sold out. So you go to StubHub, and then they charge prices that scale to the, like you said, to the event. So they start the tickets out at like $5.
Right.
So then all the people who want them first and shit get them, and then closer to the event they get cheaper and cheaper, because they obviously just want to offload what's left.
Like plane tickets.
Right? Yeah, like, exactly. So that's kind of the prevailing thing. So I think the only thing, that reason why I'm kind of like on the fence about it, because like I said, I like to make money in capitalism. I think morally you are a piece of shit that should be like die in a fire. But I can't.
Really? Are we taking it there, bro?
No, maybe not die in a fire. You're right.
This gets severely burnt and have to live.
Listen, the proverbial die in a fire. I don't really want anybody to die ever.
I don't think die in a fire is a proverb, fam. I'll go through my history and shit. But I'll check.
That just means like people just be like die in a, I don't think they literally would throw it in a fire in a lot of cases. But
I hope you die in a fire. Now. Proverbial.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna use that shit.
Obviously not obviously not. But I don't think they can make it illegal only because PS5 game systems aren't essential for you.
Right. True.
Right? Like, so I mean, really, if you do pay a scalper, all you're really paying for is the convenience, because they're going to make more. You just don't want to wait.
And they're not, right? They're not scamming anybody out of it now,
but really, if they're gonna have like in a 4 months, they're going to be on every fucking shelf.
Yeah.
Right? You just won't be one of the first motherfuckers to have it. So that's the only reason why I don't think that they should regulate like PS5s or whatever, just because it's not essential. But that doesn't mean I don't think morally you're fucking trash for doing it.
I agree. And it's one of those things where it's like, I was reading into it a little bit because shit, all I do now is just fucking game fucking work. So that's it, right? So I'm reading into it, and a lot of these people are paying money to, let's say they're paying $20 or $50 or $100 to manage a bot, and then putting money that they saved into buying how many consoles. So let's say they save $1,500 to buy five Xbox Series S's, and then resell them. And a lot of these people are people that lost their jobs due to COVID. So there's a lot of moral ambiguities in this that have me saying, fuck you morally, but fuck, if I was in that position and that's what I had to do, would I spend $1,500 to make $3,200 back because I can't get a job in my economy and COVID's got us fucked up? And you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's like, fuck you, but at the end of the day, if push comes to shove, would I do the same thing for my family to eat? And it may not be to the that extreme, but it's some of the shit I read into and motherfuckers coming out. It's like, yo, this is something I had to do. I put my last $1,500 to make $3,200.
Yeah.
For Xbox, for this, for just that, to have that piece of the bot, you know, just have a piece of that bot. And then to go through and sit at the computer nightly and make sure that shit's running. And then go in and put in the work to sell them afterwards.
Yeah.
And they actually got the money. He's like, I thought it was a scam, and it wasn't a scam. It was like motherfuckers from the UK. Some of these people have more stock than the actual sellers. They have more stock than Walmart, more stock than Sony. Some people have more stock of the PlayStation 5 than Sony. And the like COVID was just like a pressure cooker, a perfect storm, and all these things internet related that came from it.
Been doing that shit with Jordans and all that shit for a minute,
creating that false scarcity.
Waiting in line since five, and then reselling it,
buying it all up. Yep, that's true, but that's physical. Now, I got lucky because, Idol, you know, we were trying to get it from the homie. We're not going to say where, but we're trying to get it from the homie. But for whatever reason, I decided to follow Walmart's Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then Walmart went live with the Xboxes at like midnight Eastern, so 10 o'clock our time. And I kept refreshing, and my third refresh, I got the X and the S. Quick like that, right?
Yeah.
So I got lucky. But, bro, if you're not on it.
Yeah, you ain't getting lucky.
Yeah. And I think.
Not at least for a couple months. In a couple of months, like I said, it'll be on every show.
It was a fucked up thing. Thaddeus, you're not a gamer?
Anyways, yeah, Thaddeus, did you come up with something for 2020?
No. I think 2020 sucked. Was there anything good that you could think of that came up? Was that what the question was?
Yeah, or no, just 2020.
So, okay, so here's another kind of political question then.
Here we go.
Do you feel like the, and we don't know if he's lost yet.
We're talking about Trump?
Do you feel like the impending loss of Trump was good? A good thing that happened in 2020? Bad or indifferent?
Isn't he suing the electoral college? The college
he's doing some more shit right now. He's not giving up.
No. Thaddeus, let you go first. You got something. I'll let you go first.
I think almost everything was good about Trump in this sense. It woke
good
up everyone. Trump.
Wait. Good up. Oh, okay. Good about him as a president.
Yeah, because I remember arguing with my one homeboy. He's like, the first election, he was kind of like, "Yo, you know what? I kind of hope Trump just wins." I'm like,
"First, there's only been that." Oh, okay. Never go. Keep on.
Like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, why would you want that? And he was like, yo, just because then, and then everyone will have to be like, oh shit, there is fucking bunch of racist people. It will just expose and like allow everyone to see things for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time I see Trump do anything, good or bad, it just shines light on the reality of who people really are.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that he's, like, all the people that are out there supporting him, now we know who the fuck they are. We know how they really think. You know, it's just, I don't think he's good, but I think he's an honest gut check for society.
Fair enough.
The way I see it is like this. Trump is like,
sorry.
Yo, is it just you and Lomaz? Is it just you and Lomaz? Yo, bring him on. Sit him on. Yo, bro, can you hear me?
No, he just.
Oh, he went on. Yeah, yo, bring him on. Sit him on your lap, man. Hang out. Let him talk. Shit. There you go.
Say
hello. Hello, little man's with the imaginary mommy.
Yeah, I made him in a test tube, right?
I don't know how you made him. I ain't that type of nigga. I don't know what you test tubing. No, it goes in your ear, not your mouth, man. How you doing? How you doing? Hello. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Say Will Hayes. No. Hey. Will.
Say, I want all the smoke.
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 Say smoke. Say monkey.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll just want to take it in and out of my ear. Do the same thing over and over again.
It's a good thing he looks like your wife, though, huh?
Yeah.
Like, because your face is a face you got to grow into. Like, it's a good thing he looks like he looks like your wife, so he can just grow up cool. My bad. I love you.
He looks like an imaginary person.
I don't know what imaginary people look like. Everybody in my life exists. No, but Trump is like, I'll tell you right now, Trump is like my ex-wife. Okay, looking back, like going through, you try and find the best that you could find to your specific situation. And with Trump, I'm looking at Keystone and shit that would help Alberta. How much of it came through? None of it. And at the end, as soon as they're gone, there's still that moment of they're not going to leave. Because you finally realize in November, so October to November, you're like, I need to go. I packed my shit up. I left. And they're still at your door. They're still banging at your new door and da 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 da. And now January comes, but you're thinking, if it wasn't for those months, those 4 years, you couldn't appreciate what is to come. You needed to have that type of fuckery in your life to appreciate the good shit. Everybody that's been through a fucked up ex, and when they got out and made moves based on the fucked upness of their fucked up ex, I will not tolerate one iota of this at all. Under any circumstances will this pass. I don't give a fuck who you are. This will not pass. And if it wasn't for my ex, it probably would have passed 2, 3, 4 more times. Now it's Trump. Trump was the devil on your shoulder, the devil at your door, the devil in your backyard. Trump was the snake in your grass. And you got tired of being bit so many times, you finally went and bought a lawnmower. Trump was the reason you bought a lawnmower. We had, if you look at racism in the world, I want to say America, but we Canadian. Best country in the world. If you American listen to this or watching this, I got to say, we're in Canada. We have poutine and we say sorry. But what was I saying?
I don't know, man, but I think,
go ahead.
I think I'm just going to say, I think as much as I didn't think Trump was like a bad guy, and I think you guys both got a point how it revealed a lot. I think some of the shit from what I've read and heard, I am glad that he's gone, but I don't think it's really going to make a humongous difference either way.
Oh, no, it's not going to make a humongous difference either way. But, that's what I was saying with the racism. There was always racism. But I really never knew who was racist in my life until Trump was president.
Yeah. Or at least until that Black Lives Matter shit.
And the Black Lives Matter shit and everything like that. To where it's like, it's like, okay, cool. I now know who you are and where to put you. You know what I'm saying?
Or if not blatantly racist, definitely not down.
Yeah. Not down.
You know what I mean? Not down.
I was thinking about the other day, and it was years ago, but I'm chilling with a homegirl that I was like trying to court and shit like that. That's how you know it was years ago. And we're drinking and chilling, and we're having a conversation about something. I'm like, yeah, well, maybe your homeboy, da 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 da, right? And she's like, I don't know, da da da. But the more we drank, the more she kept bringing up me saying homeboy, to the point where it's like she go to the kitchen, come back to like, my homeboy got like, but she wasn't talking about the person we were talking about. She just kept bringing up homeboy, so she was pointing out the vernacular, and the more drunk she got, the more she wanted to point out the vernacular and make fun of it passive aggressively. And I feel like that's what happened with Trump, where it's like they're not like a lot of the racists wouldn't blatantly come out and say fuck niggers, but they would passive aggressively chop down the things, the uprisings that made you feel better about your skin color, and at the same time make you feel like, so she would make me feel like, as far as my my lexicon and my vocabulary, that I wasn't as smart because I used the term homeboy, to whereas these, not all Trump supporters, but a lot of people would make you feel less than human because you're singling out one point of humanity that you wanted to make greater. You know what I'm saying? So instead of saying, when you would say Black Lives Matter, but then you would just have that conversation, they would say, but all lives matter, and try and flip it on you to make you feel like less of a human because you're looking at the people that represent, look like, talk like, act like, breathe like, smell like, and been through the same circumstances as you, and but to make you feel less of a person because of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know if I explained it. I had to tell you right now. I tried to explain it, but this kind of stopped me. Let me know if that made any type of sense. If that made any type of sense, how I kind of like intertwined the two, help me. Help me. Somebody.
It was good. It was good.
It was good. No, it wasn't. Don't sugar. Because halfway through, I was like, oh, you got to keep going now. You made a commitment to this conversation, nigga.
Nah, you're good, man. You're good.
I need to start smoking weed or something, because that shit just...
Yeah, weed's good, man. I miss my weed right now.
Okay, let's get off of that shit. Let's get off the whole thing. Word. 2020. Let's see if we have anybody else have any more stories for 20. I got one more. I got one not a story, but one quick blurb for 2020. Did more rappers die in 2020 than any other year? I feel like a rapper died, like a couple rappers died every month.
Yeah, but sometimes I hear this rapper died. I was like, what makes them a rapper? You know, you're like, because now you got a lot of like these.
Well, I'm not talking about the ones that were like the obscure shits. Like,
yeah, no, he's talking like MF Doom.
Yeah, I'm talking about MF Doom, Pop Smoke.
Yeah,
and who else?
Bro, don't make me come off the top. Didn't I just hold up a fucking bottle?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That'd be hard to come off the top. But I don't think
there was that King Von, I guess.
King Von. He was big and getting big. But it seems like a lot of rappers.
There was like three or four that I saw articles on, and I was just like,
a lot of up and coming rappers. A lot of up and comers. But Pop Smoke was big. Pop Smoke was like a little 50. Yeah, Pop Smoke was big. And I hate to say it, I just got into Pop Smoke like literally 2 to 3 weeks before he died. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, yo, you need to listen to Pop Smoke. I'm like, ah, oh, da da da. He's like, he's got that drill. It's like UK drill. But I'm like, ah, oh, fuck with that, da da da. I started listening to Pop Smoke. I'm like, yo, this is killing it. This nigga's killing it. He was like a new age 50. Like early 50. Like motherfucking Power of the Dollar 50. And then he got killed. Pot Smoke was dope. Who else was out there? Von. I know Von was dope. I love Chicago trap and drill. You know what I'm saying? I love that shit. Von was good. But a lot of these rappers that I didn't even listen to, but you look into it and their independent streams are in the 800,000 to 900,000. So they have clout as far as independently and locally in the region and shit like that. But at the end of the day, a lot of rappers, whether it's major or not, are dying. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shit happening, and it feels like 2020 had a lot of them. Hit me if I'm wrong. It's my question. Is there too many record industry and music niggas dying in 2020?
I didn't feel like it was proportionately a lot, but I'd have to go back and look, because we did feel like we talked about it quite often.
A lot, yeah.
So.
Triple X was 2020, right? Since young?
Nah.
Was that summer 2020? Was that summer 19?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. It's not like he died like 4 months ago.
What do you mean 4 months ago? We're in January, so it could have been in the last 12.
Like summer of 2020 would have been like four or five months ago, right? No,
6 or 7 months. Remember, we're in Canada.
Oh, August.
Okay, we're talking one month.
Okay, so for... All right, hold on. Y'all keep talking. Well, y'all keep talking. I'm going to look up.
Yeah, I guess I'll say this. We can maybe start with Daddy, but my time is running a little bit thin, so I got one last question for y'all, and that is, do you have any resolutions going into 2021?
Don't catch COVID.
Just stay fly and don't catch COVID?
Yeah. basically. I'm not a resolution guy.
No, generally. I don't mean resolutions as into my resolution. I just mean, are there any, sorry, because I'm not either. Is there anything that you're really going to try to focus on in 2021?
Yeah, you know, it's not even by choice, but like, it seems like I've been playing way less sports. I've been at home a lot more. It's allowed me to focus more on my family, allowed me to focus more on like trying to figure out like different business schemes and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to run with it and just focus on productive things that I can do and just accept the fact that life is no longer fun.
Yeah, I guess. Focus on entrepreneurial wow. things.
Shit. Focus on life is no longer. That was bleak. Like Memphis. That was bleak like Jay's, homie.
Nah, I'm such a social animal, right? So it's
hard for you right now.
Yeah.
I get you. I feel you. And you got to look at everybody in their own individual struggles. Like, maybe because Will, like I said, there's memes about the fact that they were like, stay in because of COVID. And then it was literally like gamers, and it had like the fucking Tom Cruise laughing meme where, because, yeah. You know, we're not worried. We could stay in, play games. That's what we do. But you do have to remember about the Jay Thaddeuses, who maybe his life was out playing sports, fucking blazing at people's houses. I've been around people who their whole thing was like tripping around, kicking it with the homies, this dude, that dude. Like, that must be hard right now for them. You know what I mean? It must be hard to have to fucking see no one. You know,
I don't even own a video game console. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Not everybody's a gamer, right? So, fuck, that would be hard, man.
And so, I gotta be on the same thing. Like, when people are like, yo, COVID, don't go out, I was like, yay. But then I didn't even take into account that, A, I got three kids from three different baby mothers, so they have three different families. So we have a huge blended family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now it's like, we can't interblend those families now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I haven't seen my kids in almost a year. You know what I'm saying?
Which is crazy.
It's great. Right? Like, FaceTiming and texting and calling and shit like that is cool. But I haven't given my daughter, my blood daughter, my firstborn daughter, like a hug or a kiss or anything in a year. Like, it's kind of like, well, since so a year ago Thanksgiving, which is kind of fucked up. So
it's getting old. It's getting old for sure.
It's definitely getting old. And my thing is, like, I agree with Thaddeus and I agree with Ido as far as both points they had with the COVID. And I think my, not resolution, but my thing is, like, I can't take for granted the things that are truly impactful on my spirit. You know what I'm saying? As far as like just seeing and getting together with the people's, like, I don't know how many times have we talked about, yo, we got to get together. We got to go Diego's and do this, that, the third, da, 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 da. And then we was like, at the end of the day, we all had full intentions to do it. But shit happens, this, that, and the third. Shit. One day I just might be want to be sleeping. You know what I'm saying? But next thing you know, COVID hits and now we don't even have the opportunity to do it. You know what I'm saying? So just taking for granted. Being an introvert and loving to stay in my house, but still having the opportunity to leave my house and see the people I love without. Yeah.
You consider yourself an introvert?
Not an introvert as far as like, I'm an extrovert. Will Hayes is an extrovert. But when you see me, you know, my circle is small. I don't like a lot of people around me, you know, when I'm sober. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like a whole bunch of extra. I have a small circle of people that I even confide in, talk to, and text.
For me, I would say that I'm not an introvert, but I don't mind being at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm an extrovert. Like, I fucking love to go out, drink, party, always, you know, get whatever. Fucking blaze. But I also don't mind. If I have to stay home, I don't mind. But this is getting old now.
Yeah.
100%. You know what I mean? Like, even for me now, I'm like, well, shit. It's just everything, the whole mask thing everywhere, fucking this, that. It's just, I just want to be back to normal, man. Like, you know what I mean? I know that it is what it is, but that's kind of what I want. So For me, one thing I want to focus on is this year I opened up that Quest Trade account. I want to make sure to keep fucking investing in that, man, and really get that investments up. You know what I mean? I kind of had a slide there for a while, you know, things were, but now I'm doing a more self-directed thing, and I just really want to focus on that. Focus on being like more frugal, like I have been. You know what I mean?
Are you day trading, or are you?
No, I'm not really into the day trading thing. I just want to have like I'm going. I kind of did fuck with day trading for a little while there, and like trying to get like pips and whatnot. But I'm just kind of doing more of a different thing right now. Something a little more safe. You know what I mean? And day trading safe if you know what you're doing. I know there's certain people who excel at it, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm not saying it's not safe. I just mean, I guess without saying too much, like I'm trying to get like to a point of being like with retirement funds. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's not money I necessarily want to play with. It's more trying to stack a big enough nest egg so that at a decent age you could not be fucking struggling, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
not just trying to make money now. Because if I was trying to make money now, then yeah, trading's dope. Like especially if you really get your hand on it, you know what I mean? So. Yeah, because I see you getting into that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Say what?
Because Thaddeus, aren't you getting into that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I've been into it for a bit, so.
Oh, okay, dope. How's that coming along? Are you getting your skills up or what?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. I got a couple of things. I got like I day trade on the US 30. Then I got like a couple crypto.
So are y'all doing Forex with the day trading? Or because when I learned about day trading, it was all Forex.
It's not Forex, but basically, because you could trade like derivatives on indices. So like
the S&P 500.
Yeah. So I mean, it's not like you're literally trading the S&P 500, but you're just trading a product that like basically mimics it, right? But it is similar to Forex,
like an ETF kind of thing, or like an index fund.
Yeah, like it'll be like an index fund, but it's not. It's not a fund because it's leveraged, like Forex would be. So you're it's super risky and
margin calls and shit.
Yeah, and it's super volatile. Like you know, with stocks, like you know, you buy a stock for like steady. $10. The worst that can happen is you can lose your $10, right? Yeah. But like an indice, like unless you have enough money to cover the entire Dow Jones. you have to do everything on leverage. Like you got to borrow. So it can be pretty risky.
So yeah. But I don't want to get too deep into that.
I got Pokemon cards.
Some of them should be worth lots, man.
I got a Charizard. I got on eBay. I'm trading with this dude.
Gary V swears T-Nickel, by that. He's like,
T-Nickel 1999. I don't know if that was he was born when we started eBay, but me and him be going back and forth.
I'll tell you one thing right now, though. I think the card market is overblown.
Bro, I wouldn't know, but.
It's just fucking, well, I'm just talking about with all the Pokemon cards, how you're hearing the reason why Will even brought that up is because who hasn't heard how much money is in them shits?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you're getting into that shit right now, rid it quick because I feel like it's a bump.
I say bring back Pogs.
Profitable, it's too late.
Yeah.
Bring back Pogs.
Word.
On a closing note, remember the... We're not going to get into that.
Remember people were supposed to retire off them shits?
Mm-hmm. He had that one Beanie Baby with like the blue tech. Mm.
Yeah, the rare one.
Do like in let's say five sentences or less. Do you think 2021 is going to be any better?
Fuck, I hope so. I mean, the biggest asterisk of that is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
we got a vaccine. A couple
vaccines coming out. So even if the vaccine's not like the cure that they claim it to be, I think it will give the world enough confidence to at least go back to normal somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really start grinding forward to leave this in kind of the dust.
Because I feel like that'll be a big thing. Like, Because honestly, I don't know. Like, you keep thinking like the people aren't dying, like you think a pandemic would kill people like right. at those rates. Like, yeah. think of movies and whatnot. So I think it's really just a confidence thing. Like, once the world is comfortable again, I think we'll go back to normal. I think the vaccine will do that for us.
Ida, yes. what you think?
Sometimes I wrestle with guilt because, I mean, aside from the fact that I can't see everybody and that's getting old now, 2020 wasn't a bad year, man.
No.
Like, it really wasn't. Like, I mean, I got a new whip. I redid my bathroom. I got new appliances. Like, store survived, did good. And you know, I do feel guilty saying it because I know lots of people are suffering about this. I know, like, lots of people lost their shit. So I do hope things get better in 2021 because now that I have kind of come around financially and things are kind of looking up, I do want to travel. So the COVID thing and certain things that I've always wanted to do, they still get held back by COVID. So I do hope for something different. I do hope COVID kind of goes away. Hey man, I know for at least for now, I got a couple more months because I will fucking say COVID was horrible about health. That's one thing I fucking need to get back on, because when the traveling does open up, man, I want to be in a state where I'm fit enough to enjoy it. I'm fit enough to fucking hike, do the shit, do all that shit. Fucking, I want to be sizes where I'm not worried about fucking the scuba suit if it fits me and shit. I just want to snorkel. I just want to do things. So,
nigga, you want to snorkel with the sharks and shit? Nigga,
this fuck yeah, man. Well, maybe not in the shark part.
Long
the
beach.
But take me to some corals and some fucking clownfish that just eat the dead skin off my feet and shit. Yeah.
Swim up your pee hole. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna swim up your pee hole, nigga.
But you know what I'm trying to say. So that's all I want to do. I want to focus in 2021. I want to continue to kind of be frugal, you know, because of what happened financially with me, and I was kind of sliding there. I got frugal for a minute there, and I know yeah. fucking. And by frugal, I mean instead of like I was bringing bottles every week, but not Ciroc. Like, you know what I mean? I was cutting back. I know it didn't seem like it, but it was. There was moments where it wasn't like it used to be. So now I'm used to that. So now that money is flowing, you know, stay frugal and put the money into things like Quest Trade and shit. Get that financial freedom as early as possible. And that's what I really want to focus on in 2021.
That's what's yeah. up. The only thing I got to say is, regardless of what your 2020 was like, if you're watching or if you're listening, you made it. So whatever strength you had to make it through 2020, push that into 2021. Keep pushing.
Celebrate that.
Keep pushing. Celebrate it. You're going to be doing it, whether it was a good year or a bad year. It was a year that you can still reflect upon and push yeah. it. Use everything, good or bad, as a lesson. We got shout outs or anything like that?
Yo, man. And with my shout out, I'm going to also add that if you really want to spread some good karma, get yourself, I got mine, it's in the car, get yourself a nice Seahawks mask. We made the playoffs, motherfucker. 2020, you know, all we need is one good run from here. Well, Hayes ain't smiling about it, but you know what? Some niggas is happy when the team makes it. Some niggas' teams don't make it, just like with COVID, you know, some people don't. So it is what it is. And what is that?
I'm pulling that nigga out the fucking chat. How this nigga gonna talk about the fucking Seahawks? He know how my Raiders been doing. He knows how my Raiders been doing. No, I'm just joking. I'm gonna bring this nigga back.
No,
I'm
but joking. It's, I'm joking. It's all. But
I don't think he knows. I pulled you out for the last like.
Wild card. And if I'm being 100% honest, I think it's gonna take a fucking hope and a prayer to even get to the Super Bowl for our team. But it's fun to be in the wild card. You know, we get at least one good game, win or go home. So,
hey, the Browns made the playoffs.
Hey, Baker Mayfield, he fucking, I thought he was out. I guess,
bro,
he...
Cleveland made the playoffs and Las Vegas didn't. Are we done talking yeah. about football? We done?
Talking about football? Holy shit, you that bad?
Yes.
You should be eager about the rebuild your team could go through.
We go through a rebuild every fucking year. Since we hired Gruden, every year has been a rebuild. And the best thing we got from our rebuild was Walden.
So yeah, that's my shout out. Go Hawks.
I want the Space Needle to fall and nobody to get injured.
I hope the Space Needle doesn't fall, especially before next Saturday. I think we're the 2 o'clock game. Tune in.
I will, because I can't front.
Because I know you're going to be happy. Because no, hey, I think it's a hope and a prayer that we win it. But fuck, at least if you're in the game, all it takes is a couple lucky games.
Who do they play first?
Rams. And we just beat them. So let's hope that we can continue that.
The Inland Northwest is one of my favorite places. I love it. I fucks with the Seahawks. I fucks with not Birmingham. What's it called?
I don't know.
From Vancouver, it's like the stopover and shit like that. But anyways, yeah, I fucks with them. I fucks with Seattle, and it always fucks with, reminds me of fucking Harry and the Hendersons. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been to Seattle. That was one thing. Fucking COVID. Me and Shorty were gonna. It was only like it's like $1,200, and it was like a weekend in Seattle with game tickets.
Seattle's like
That's something we were gonna do, but COVID.
Seattle's like American Vancouver, fam.
Yeah. I want to check in and being at a Seattle game. That'd have been sick. Next year, though.
Bellingham.
Hopefully, as soon as that shit lifts.
Yeah.
I wonder if traveling is going to be expensive because people are just going to be fucking dying to get out there. Or do you think it's just going to organically grow again to what it was and not really be like a mad rush?
It's going to be a mad rush, and they're going to be putting out them Boeing 787s or whatever the fuck that fucked up plane is that be killing everybody.
Yeah.
And people are really going to be dying to get to where they're going to be going. It's like, the electric.
I'm not sure it's going to be a rush because no one's going to be cautious. Once the green lights go, says go, everyone's going to be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
That's why Trump needs to be out of office, because he's the first person to prematurely give a green light.
Yeah.
First person.
Although I will say traveling's cheap as fuck right now. Like I saw.
No shit. It's also detrimental.
But yeah, you can go to Paris for $600.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
Because it's
a
one way. They're gambling. You're gonna die in Paris.
Hey, it was a good life.
I don't have any shout outs. I want to give a shout out to everybody that survived 2020. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody that feels like they can't do 2021 but it's still going. I wanna give a shout out to y'all motherfuckers. This is episode 1. Of season 5 of I Wanted to Smoke. The only reason why I Wanted to Smoke is in seasons is because I clicked the wrong button when I was uploading way back in the day, and now I need to add it to seasons so it looks right on Apple Podcasts, because if I don't, it's just going to be jumbled all over the place. So we are season 5.
Sounds good, man. Season 5 is going to be as good as the rest of them. If you tune in, listening, make sure you keep coming. We got so much more for y'all. I'm sure we're going to get heated here and there.
We have more seasons than the Dave Chappelle Show. I don't know. Anyways, y'all my niggas, love y'all niggas. We gotta get going. I gotta cook for these motherfuckers. I'm ungrateful at. I mean, my family. Thaddeus has to get back to his imaginary girlfriend and the child that I don't believe is his. I think he's babysitting because that's a cute kid. We all seen your mug. And Idols has to go and continue to stun on us with what he's doing and his triple sec.
Sec's getting put away, man. Like I said, with those goals come, I gotta cut that drinking, especially since I just drank for weeks straight.
And triple sec is just nothing but sugar and alcohol. That's all it is. Exactly. It's like fermented sugar.
It was the end of the night and I was like, I just wanted one more drink. I don't know, I was drunk at the time. So
that's all the way up. So that's it. 133. We did good. Episode 120 of I Want All the Smoke. Episode 119 is the bonus. We will see y'all next week. I love the live to broadcast. So I guess with that, I'll let y'all take it away.
We out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.